Jackie the Park Ranger.
And my name's Squeakers.
We read the Bible and we help each other.
So explore with us.
Today's the day.
Let's see what the Bible has to say.
Hey everybody, my name's Parky the Park Ranger.
And I'm Squeakers the Squirrel.
And we are so glad you're here to help us tell another fantastic story from the Bible.
Oh, I can't wait. Today we get to tell another story that has an animal in it.
That's right. Over the last couple messages, we've been telling great stories from the Bible, all dealing with animals, because we figured it might be fun to tell those stories and talk about animals with you being one.
Exactly. I love animals. I really hope today's Bible story is about a squirrel.
Well, see, I don't remember a squirrel being in any of them, except for Noah's Ark, of course, which that was our first one. And then we talked about Daniel and the lion's den.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, and then Jonah and the whale.
Yeah, the big whale.
What do you think the animal is today?
Ooh, what about an alpaca?
Maybe not an alpaca.
No? Oh.
Any other guesses?
What about a porcupine? I love those little guys with their little pokey.
They are great animals, but not a porcupine either. You see, today's story actually has two animals in it.
Two animals?
Yep, we're gonna have a fish.
A fish?
Well, I guess not more than one fish. We're gonna have lots of fish.
Lots of fish?
Yes, and sheep.
What? What story could have a bunch of fish and sheep?
Well, the funny thing about the sheep in this story is they're not real sheep, but you'll see when we get to it.
Okay, I'm ready to hear this story, Parky. Let's go.
Well, if you guys want to join us, you can open up your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 21. And our story begins today with the disciples fishing out on a boat.
Ooh, I like fishing.
Now, you see, this took place after Jesus came back from the grave. For about 40 days, he appeared many times to many different people, showing them that he was alive. But whenever he didn't appear, the disciples were always looking for him, waiting for him to show up again. Well, at this point, they were out fishing on a boat and Jesus wasn't with them. They were fishing all night long, trying to get some fish, and they were so hungry because they couldn't catch any.
What? They caught no fish and they were there all night?
All night long. They would swim over here and try to fish over there, and they would try to fish over here, but nothing happened. So much so that the sun began to rise and the next day began to start and they still hadn't caught any.
Oh, I bet they were really hungry, Parky.
Oh, they were starving. Well, as the sun began to rise, they looked out across the beach and they saw a man out there, but they couldn't see who exactly he was. The man began to yell and he said, "Hey, hey, have you caught any fish?" Well, the disciples were sitting there in the boat looking around and they said, "No, we haven't caught any fish." And that was when the man said, "Throw your net on the other side of the boat and you will catch some fish."
What? But they've been fishing all night. There was no fish.
I know. That's what they thought, too. They were thinking, what is this going to do? We tried that already. But they did as the man said. They threw the net on the other side. And immediately, it was full of fish.
Whoa!
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fish immediately filled this net. They were flying all over the place, getting into the boat. And they were trying to pull the net up. It was so heavy. There were so many fish.
Wow.
And that was the moment that Peter, who was in the boat fishing, knew that the man on the beach who told them to do that was Jesus. And he got so excited, he jumped into the water and began swimming all the way to the shore. And he got there, and Jesus had made breakfast for him.
Oh, that was so kind.
It was really nice of him to do that. There was some bread and some roasted fish, and then they brought the rest of the fish that they had just caught to the shore and cooked some of that too. But after they were done eating breakfast, Jesus pulled Peter aside because he had a very important question to ask Peter.
Oh, what was it?
Well, what do you think it might be?
Do you know how to do a backstroke?
Maybe that wasn't the question, but...
Can you hold your breath underwater for 30 seconds?
I don't think it was that question either, but...
I don't know.
Since Peter was a fisherman, he probably could do both of those things, but...
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, Jesus looked at Peter, and he said, "Peter, do you love me?"
Well, of course.
And that's what Peter said. He said, "Of course, Jesus, you know that I love you." And you know what Jesus responded to that saying?
What?
"Feed my sheep."
What? But Jesus doesn't have any sheep.
Well, he wasn't talking about real physical sheep. He was using an expression. You see, when he said, "Feed my sheep," he was talking about everyone on earth, all the people. Because Jesus is sort of like a shepherd for us. He protects us, he watches over us, he feeds us, he keeps us safe, and we're kind of like his sheep. And so when he says, feed my sheep, he was telling Peter, tell the whole world about me.
Wow, that is such a good story.
Yeah, and he even wanted Peter to remember this point so much so that he said it two more times. He said, do you love me? Peter said, yes. He said, feed my sheep. He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes. He said, then feed my sheep. And that's because Jesus wants us to do the exact same thing and tell others about Jesus.
Oh, well, that's what I'm going to do, Parky. I'm going to tell everybody about Jesus and what he did for us.
That's great, Squeakers. And you're exactly right. That's what we all should do. You know, when God sent his son Jesus to this earth to die on the cross for our sins, he gave everyone the gift of forgiveness and relationship with him. And it's our job to tell others about the gift that God has for them.
Oh, wow. That was such a great story, Parky. I love that, especially with all the fishes and the sheep.
I know. Such a great story. So many fun animals, right?
It was. I hope you guys enjoyed that story as well.
That's
Make sure that you subscribe and ring that bell so you can know when our next story goes live.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
We're glad you joined us.
We'll see you soon.
But before you go, we've got one last tune.
God loves me.
And God loves you. No matter what you say or what you do. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
We've learned what the Bible has to say.